Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And today, Anna, it's our second day in the wonderful world of Lego.
Lego.
That's right. We discovered yesterday that Lego is doing something they've never done before. They're making a movie. A Lego movie.
That's cool.
I was remembering, actually, YouTube has a lot of little Lego short movies.
Right.
Have you seen those?
Yeah,
they can do
Some of them.
Yeah, they show you like famous moments from history or something using little Lego pieces. But this is going to be a real big, you know, sort of 2-hour proper movie, a movie. And it's all about Lego. It's in the world of Lego. And our hero is Emmett. Emmett is just a builder in the world of Lego until one day something happens and he has to go off on a great adventure. So we learned all that yesterday. Today, though, we're going to look at Lego, the toys. Where do they come from? Why are they so popular? And who was the person who invented them? So let's find out about that in our article right now.
Reading. The Lego Movie. The Lego Movie is built with all of the charm that has made Legos so popular across the globe. First created in 1932 by a Danish carpenter, Lego bricks are popular with kids and adults. These colorful bricks allow someone to build anything that they can imagine. Just like in real life, the film's characters use Lego bricks and their creativity to make new buildings, vehicles, and more. To stay true to Lego's roots, the movie's creators filmed with real Lego pieces. Animators used stop-motion animation, which means they moved pieces slightly and then photographed them thousands of times. The result is the illusion that the Lego characters and pieces are moving on their own. In addition, filmmakers made use of 3D graphics to animate the characters' mouths and to create other special effects. The film's directors have said that the Lego Movie is like a joyride through a 10-year-old's imagination. For anyone who grew up playing with Legos, the Lego Movie promises to bring their classic toys to life on the silver screen.
All right, so the Lego Movie, that's of course the name of the film that we're talking about, the Lego Movie. It says it is built with all of the charm that has made Legos so popular across the globe. That's right, Legos are popular. Kids in almost probably every country in the world somewhere are playing with Legos, and they have a lot of charm. That means they're very attractive to people. People like them. I liked Legos when I was a kid, and my sister's daughter, who's, you know, quite young herself, she likes Legos, you know, many years later. So it shows that they are popular, and they do have charm. When were they first made? Wow, a long time ago. It says first created in 1932. 1932! By a Danish carpenter, Lego bricks are popular with kids and adults. Alright, so yes, 1932 is a lot longer than I would have guessed. And Danish, well, is the adjective for things that come from Denmark, from the country of Denmark, which is sort of in Northern Europe. So anything from that place is called Danish. So this Danish person was a carpenter who invented Lego. A carpenter is a person who is very skilled at making things from wood. So if you go to a special, workshop and they're making tables and chairs and beds and all sorts of stuff out of wood, the people working in that workshop would be called carpenters. For example, we could say Mr. Davis asked a carpenter to fix the table. Mr. Davis asked a carpenter to fix the table. And since it's a carpenter, we know that the table was made of wood, right? Not steel or anything else, plastic or anything like that. It's wood because a carpenter is fixing it. And
right.
It says Lego bricks are popular with kids and adults. Absolutely true.
所以其实呢这个 carpenter 它指的就是木匠的意思。那么前面的这个 Danish 指的是丹麦的。其实是丹麦的木匠在1932年的时候创造了 Lego 这样子的一个积木。不过我们在文章的第一句话当中可能要注意一下有一个单词叫做 charm。Charm 呢就是魅力的意思。为什么乐高电影其实充满了魅力呢？因为这个魅力啊在后面带了一个关系子句，从 that 一直到句尾的地方。那么在关系子句当中我们看到 across the globe, 其实就是 all over the world, 就是全世界的意思。第二句话注意一下，它是一个分词构句。那么逗点前后的两个子句其实中间应该有一个 and 连接词，不过因为这个连接词省略掉，那么前面的主词本来应该是 Lego was first created, 它一开始呢其实是1932年的时候被创造出来，不过连接词省略，主词跟 be 动词就删掉了。
These colorful bricks allow someone to build anything that they can imagineAbsolutely, that's one of the greatest things about Lego. You can, of course, make the toy on the box. So if you get a bunch of bricks, you can make a car out of it. But you can also make anything else, an airplane, a tree, a helicopter, a swimming pool. It doesn't matter. You can build anything you can imagine, anything you can think of. Legos can be used to build it. Just like in real life, the film's characters use Lego bricks and their creativity to make new buildings, vehicles, and more. Right, that's the kind of thing that I did. You would take the bricks, and then you would have an idea, and you would make new things like buildings, vehicles, and many other things. What is a vehicle? A vehicle is, well, a machine that moves people around. It could be something really simple, like a bicycle, or it could be something really complicated, like an airplane or a spaceship. But if its job is, as a machine is just to carry people or things around,It's a vehicle. For example, we could say most vehicles on the road have four wheels. Most vehicles on the road have four wheels, but some vehicles, like motorcycles, have two.
所以其实这个 vehicles 不一定是路上，也不一定只有海上，也不一定只有四轮，也不一定只有两轮。Anyways, 中文我们讲的交通工具，在英文当中就可以用这个字 vehicle.Vehicle, 那么这个字是可数名词哦 V-E-H-I-C-L-E.
That's right, but be sure not to say the H too much. It's not a vehicle, it's a vehicle.
Vehicle.
So you don't say vehicle, no.
Vehicle.
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 That's right, very good. All right, to stay true to Lego's roots, the movie's creators filmed with real Lego pieces. So they actually just used normal...ordinary Lego, like you might have in your bedroom or somewhere, to make this movie. That's to stay true to the roots of Lego. To stay true to the roots is sort of to be honest, to tell the truth, to show it in the real way, not in kind of a fancy, you know, special Hollywood way. No, they actually just used real Lego, which is a great idea. But how do they do that? How do they make this Lego come to life?Well, it says animators used stop-motion animation, which means they moved pieces slightly and then photographed them thousands of times. Yeah, that's a very, very special kind of animation. An animator is someone who makes cartoons. So some animators will draw pictures with pens. Some, like in the Toy Story movies, will use computers. That's very common these days. But one of the oldest and most interesting, but also most, difficult ways of making a cartoon is stop-motion animation. Basically, you take a picture of something, move it a tiny bit,take another picture, move it a tiny bit, take another picture, and when you take enough of those, you show them back like a movie, and it looks like the thing is moving. The article tells us it means they moved pieces slightly. Slightly is a little bit, just a tiny little movement, so an arm will move just a few millimeters, just slightly or a little bit.For example, for slightly, we could say, I'm slightly hungry, so I'll eat an apple. I'm slightly hungry, so I'll eat an apple, just a small snack. So they move these Lego pieces slightly and then photograph them thousands of times. To photograph something is to use a camera, to take a picture. Of course, today we can photograph things with our cell phones as well, but we're using the camera function. So if you're using a camera to take a picture, you are photographing something. And also, of course, we can use photograph as a noun. A picture is a photograph. Look, here's a picture of a photograph. Here's a photograph of me with Justin Bieber.
Really?
No, not really.
Oh.
But that'd be cool. Anyways, for example, we could say, I love this photograph of my friends and I at Disneyland. I love this photograph of my friends and I at Disneyland. It's a nice picture.
所以真的很特别耶。因为为了要忠实呈现乐高的这种感受啊，我们看到句子提到的是 to stay true to Lego's roots, 其实就是忠实呈现什么什么精神的意思。所以他们真的是 with, 真的是用真正的乐高的积木来去拍摄的。那么他们怎么做呢？这些 animators, 这些动画师，他们用一种技术叫做 stop motion animation。那么在这里的 stop motion animation 后面，逗点之后，我们看到一个非限定用法的关系子句。补充说明一下，这样子的一个技术是什么？从 which 到句尾的地方是关系子句，说明解释 stop motion animation 是什么？当然就是稍微移动一点点，然后再拍一下，稍微移动一点点再拍一下，连起来之后，感觉就好像在动啦。不过在关系子句当中有两个单字，一个叫做 slightly, 它是副词，就是一点点的意思。那么接下来的 photograph, 当动词，拍照的意思。
So making a cartoon like this is difficult and takes a long time, so why do they do it? Well, the article tells us the result is the illusion that the Lego characters and pieces are moving on their own. That's a pretty cool result. That's what happens when you finally finish making a movie this way. It looks like the Lego characters and pieces are moving on their own, like they're actually alive. Of course, they could draw the Lego, they could use computers to draw the Lego, but it wouldn't be quite the same as if they were real Lego pieces, and they, you know, we can see that. It's a cool illusion. An illusion is basically a trick on your eyes. Okay, magicians, people who do magic, do all sorts of illusions. The guy doing the magic isn't really cutting that girl in half in the box. It's a trick, but it looks like it to our eyes. Our eyes are being tricked by an illusion. In addition, it says filmmakers made use of 3D graphics to animate the characters' mouths and to create other special effects. So they did use computer graphics or 3D graphics. Graphics are generally pictures made by a computer to animate. Well, animators animate. They make things that don't move look like they can move in a cartoon. So they make the characters' mouths move. Of course, when people talk, our mouths move. So that would make it easier to understand. And to create other special effects, I guess things like smoke or fire, you know, explosions. They don't have Lego smoke. So they would use computers to make the smoke or the sun or, you know, the moonlight or stars or something like that. The film's directors have said that the Lego movie is like a joyride through a 10-year-old's imagination. That sounds like a lot of fun. A joyride is a trip just for fun. It's our shortcut for you. So let's pause and find out more about joyride.
Shortcut for you.
I can't wait until we get to the theme park.
Me neither.It's supposed to have a lot of great rides.
I heard that the Castle Adventure ride is fun but scary.
Yes. The website said it's like going on a joyride through a fantasy world.
That ride will bring us lots of joy? It might be too fast for that.
A joyride is a ride that is fun.But also a little dangerous.
Got it. Joyride means 刺激惊险的旅程.
Exactly. We might both be nervous on that ride.
Yes. Let's get on another one instead. How about the Little World ride?
Oh, okay. That's not a joyride, just a joyful ride.
好，所以这个 joyride 呢，其实就是一个很刺激、很惊险的旅程。不过呢，我们刚刚提到了，他们用这个 animator 是用 stop motion animation 这种技巧。那么这种技巧其实会造成我们视觉上的一种错觉，一种 illusion。illusion 呢，就是所谓的错觉或幻觉的意思，好像乐高的这些东西自己在动一样。不过除此之外，他们还有用 3D 的一些技术来创造一些 special effects， 创造一些特效哦。
For anyone who grew up playing with Legos, the Lego Movie promises to bring their classic toys to life on the silver screen. That's right, the silver screen is the movies. It's that big screen that we watch movies on in the theater. We call it the silver screen. And of course, we've used that just to talk about the whole movie business. So a star of the silver screen is a movie star. For example, Rudolph Valentino was one of the first big stars of the silver screen.Rudolph Valentino was one of the first big stars of the silver screen. That was like 100 years ago he was famous.
所以其实 silver screen 就是电影的意思。
All right, that's it for our Lego story, but we'll be back with our chat question, so stick around.
For you chat.
Okay, our chat question is, ooh, it's a good one. It's about toys. What was your favorite toy that you had when you were a child, Anna?
Well, when I was a child,、mm-hmm. my favorite toy was a、mm-hmm. small Barbie girl who was
a Barbie doll.
Barbie doll who、mm-hmm. was a cowgirl.
A cowgirl Barbie.
Right.
Wow.
That's cool. Very, very beautiful.
Did you like it more because it was a cowboy Barbie or just because it was a pretty doll? Were you like really interested in cowboys? If it was
not really.
Space astronaut Barbie
No. My father just brought Barbie. Bobby that Barbie and I love Bobby.
Okay, cool. How many did you have?
One.
Just the one. But you must have loved her so much.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure you did. Okay, guys.
How about you?
Well, how about me? Lego.I would have to probably say Lego.
Really?
It was the one toy that I played with the most. I, of course, went away to go to school, so I didn't have a lot of toys at school.
How many sets did you have?
With Lego?
Ooh,
I think the best one I had was the electric train. I had the electric train set, which was really cool. Yeah.
Wow.
It was really neat, and I had a little city on my bedroom floor. Well...Not a city, a town. Well, a village. A small village. It was a police station and a train station. That was my whole town. It was kind of boring. But it was cool, because the train would go round and round in circles. All right, so there you go. That was my favorite toy, an electric train set. How about you? What did you guys like? Was it a Barbie like Anna? Was it a train like me? Maybe Lego, too. Have a chat about that.
The Lego Movie.The Lego Movie is built with all of the charm that has made Legos so popular across the globe. First created in 1932 by a Danish carpenter, Lego bricks are popular with kids and adults. These colorful bricks allow someone to build anything that they can imagine.Just like in real life, the film's characters use Lego bricks and their creativity to make new buildings, vehicles, and more. To stay true to Lego's roots, the movie's creators filmed with real Lego pieces. Animators used stop-motion animation, which means they moved pieces slightly.And then photographed them thousands of times. The result is the illusion that the Lego characters and pieces are moving on their own. In addition, filmmakers made use of 3D graphics to animate the characters' mouths and to create other special effects. The film's directors have said that the Lego Movie is...like a joyride through a 10-year-old's imagination. For anyone who grew up playing with Legos, the Lego Movie promises to bring their classic toys to life on the silver screen. ¶¶
Vocabulary Review.
Carpenter. Tom is a carpenter and can make almost anything out of wood. Vehicle. The best vehicle for traveling abroad quickly is an airplane. Slightly. My nose is slightly bent now because I broke it years ago. Photograph. The couple hired someone to photograph the events of their wedding day. Silver screen. It's every actor's dream to be on the silver screen in a popular film.